David Pittman was just 12 years old when he was sexually abused by a youth minister at his Southern Baptist church in Georgia. He told no one.
You know, this is the person that's supposed to represent God, and they're doing this, so who am I going to tell? What am I going to tell them? I'm a 12-year-old who's never been taught any of these things.
The abuse continued for 3 years. The trauma and shame later led him to addiction.
I wanted to ingest as much of it as I could so I didn't have to think about what had happened to me. And so for 20 years, I'm abusing drugs. My life spirals out of control.
With 14 million members and 47,000 affiliated churches, the SBC is the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. and a powerful force in conservative politics. But Southern Baptists are reeling from revelations of widespread sexual abuse of children by ministers and church officials.
I think the report did rock people to their core. I mean, mixture of indignation, grief.
For decades, church leaders made extensive efforts to cover it all up.
Last month, an independent third-party report documented how the Southern Baptist Convention's executive committee dismissed allegations of sexual abuse, ignored survivors and their stories, and focused instead on protecting the organization's reputation and sparing individual congregations from legal liability.
The SBC will consider a series of reforms, including a database of proven and suspected offenders.
Predators try to remain anonymous. I mean, that's what they do. They try to stay in the background. We're going to put a mechanism in place where, as best we can, those people are recognized and communicated that they can't keep hurting other folks.
The Sex Abuse Task Force will also recommend a full apology for survivors.
But the apology is only as good as the action. You know, one of the things that has been frustrating is to survivors has been a lot of talk without concrete change.
Pittman is skeptical.
I don't believe in institutional change. What I hope is that there's, over time, there is a continuum of leadership that is trying to help survivors. If that takes place, then it is possible for some wholesale and long-term institutional change.
A powerful church humbled, forced to confront the betrayal of its children. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Anaheim, California.